This is Dr. Masucci. I'll be treating patient's name is Kevin Bracken, B-R-A-C-K-E-N, Kevin, K-E-V-I-N. Date is 11/29/12. Mr. Bracken is seen in the office today for a follow-up visit, wondering about his test results. He denies any complaints of chest pain. He denies any shortness of breath. He has any palpitations. He does get anxious and nervous. He denies any other complaints. On examination, gel appearance was normal. HENT examination was normal. Leg was supple, no JVT, no lipidinopathy. Heart SNS2 was audible. Lungs were clear to auscultation. No rills, no wheezing. Abdomen was soft, non-tender. Bowel sounds were positive. Extremities, no edema. Impression, number one, history of hematemesis. Next, anxiety. Next, elevated liver enzymes. Treatment discussed patient about symptoms. Reviewed his blood test results. His liver, LGPT. It's slightly elevated. Also, his urinalysis was showing some few white cells. I've recommended that he have a repeat white cell. I've also recommended that he have repeat liver enzymes done. I have scheduled him to have a ultrasound of the abdomen as well as repeat liver enzymes in 3 to 4 weeks time. It was recommended to avoid any alcohol, avoid any Tylenol containing products. He will continue his other medications. He'll call the office if he has any other symptoms or complaints. Follow-up would be in 3 to 4 weeks time after the testing is done. If he has any other complaints, he'll call the office, period. Next patient is Deborah Watkins, W-A-T-K-I-N-S. Deborah, D-E-B-O-R-A-H. Date seen is 11/27/12. Ms. Watkins is seen in the office today with complaints of pain in the neck and sometimes in the shoulder blades. She says that it's almost making a triangle, more on the left side. It has been going on for almost 3 weeks. She denies any complaints of trauma or fall. She denies any numbness or tingling in the arms or legs. She denies any trouble with swallowing. She denies any other complaints on examination. General appearance was normal. HENT examination was normal. It was supple. There's tremendous over the trapezius muscle over on the left side. Neck was supple. No heart SNS2 was audible. Lungs was clear to auscultation. No rills, no wheezing. Abdomen was benign. Extremities, no edema. Impression. Impression number one. Neck pain, probably musculoskeletal. Treatment plan discussed with patient about her symptoms. X-ray of the C spine was done and reviewed. Did show some arthritic changes. Otherwise, unremarkable. This was discussed with the patient. I had suggested that she take a Skelaxin 800 milligrams 2 to 3 times a day. I have explained to her that it can make her slightly sleepy or drowsy. She will not take it and drive. She is referred to physical therapy. Also, she will follow up in 3 to 4 weeks time. What's the nurse need? If she has any other complaints, she will call the office, period. Next patient is Robert Lewis, L-E-W-I-S, Robert, R-O-B-E-R-T. Date seen is 1/11/13. Mr. Lewis is seen in the office today for a follow-up visit. He was in the emergency room after he hurt his back. He went to the emergency room. He has been doing better. He is having some discomfort and was wondering if he can get a prescription for the Vicodin. He denies any complaints of chest pain. He denies any shortness of breath. He denies any palpitations. He had an ultrasound of the abdomen ordered by Dr. Chernin for a possible aneurysm. Was wondering about the test results. He denies any other complaints. On examination, general appearance was normal. HENT examination was normal. Neck was supple, no JVT, no lymphadenopathy. Heart SNS2 was audible. Lungs were clear to auscultation. No rills, no wheezing. Abdomen was soft, non-tender. Bowel sounds were positive. Extremities, no edema. Impression, number one, back pain. Status post-MVA. Number two. Next, hypertension. Obesity. Next, history of peripheral neuropathy. Next, DJD treatment plan. Discuss with patient about his symptoms. He was at a red light when he was hit from a car. car from behind. He was belted. He was taken to the emergency room. He is doing better, but still having some discomfort. I suggested that he go for some physical therapy. I also recommended that he take a pain medication. 3 doses of his meds were given to him. He reviewed his ultrasound results, which were unremarkable. This was explained to the patient. He called off if he has any other symptoms. He complained. Follow up in 4 to 6 weeks' time, or sooner if he has any other complaints, he'll call the office. Period. Patient is Carrie Goff, G-O-F-F, Carrie, C-A-R-I-E, date in is 1-11-13. Ms. Goff is seen in the office today for a follow-up visit. Was wondering about her test results. She was diagnosed with bronchitis. She had a chest x-ray done. She was wondering about the results. She stated that her cough is doing much better. She denies any complaints of chest pain or any shortness of breath. She denies any palpitations. She denies any complaints of any nausea, no vomiting. She denies any diarrhea, no fever, no chills. On examination, general appearance was normal. HEENT examination was normal. It was supple. No JVD, no lymphadenopathy. Heart resonance was audible. Lungs was clear to auscultation. No rails, no wheezing. Abdomen was soft, non-tender. Pulse sounds were positive. Extremities, no edema. Impression, bronchitis improved. Next, hypertension. Next, hyperlipidemia. Next, DJD. Transplant. Discussed with patient about her symptoms. Reviewed her chest x-ray results, which did not reveal any pneumonia. Showed linear atelectasis as well as a trace pericardial effusion. Cardiomyopathy was stable. She had an echocardiogram done, which was also reviewed. It shows normal LV function, slightly dilated left atrium, mild aortic pelvic sclerosis with mild regurgitation. This was discussed with the patient. She will continue her current medication. Her vitals have been stable. She will continue her current medication. So change in therapy is done. Follow-up will be in 3 to 4 months' time or sooner if needed. If she has any other symptoms or complaints, she will call the office. Period. End of the patient.